This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. So Gwyneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about chickens and eggs. And Gwyneth, could you just very quickly tell us, if an egg sinks or floats, what does that mean to you?
Okay, if an egg sinks, it's still good. But even if it's standing up, it's still good. But you want to use it real soon. If it sits on its side, it's totally fresh. Okay? But if it floats, it's no good. And the reason why is as an egg decays, the inside of the egg part of it changes to sulfur dioxide, which expands the air sac inside the egg. And eventually, most of the inside of the egg will convert to sulfur dioxide, which is called rotten egg gas for a reason. That's what it smells like. And so sulfur dioxide is obviously solid egg content, and that's why a fresh egg will sink, and a egg that has started to go rotten will float, because rotten eggs are full of sulfur dioxide. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Oh, it absolutely does. And Gwyneth, how long can you keep an egg without refrigeration?
To about a month, I would say.
And that's because you don't wash them. Is that right? You don't wash that membrane coating off them. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So to keep for
if you wash
month.
That off, it will turn within a week, maybe 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there you have a class. You may not want to wash your eggs. Now, the ones you get at the store, they've been washed. And your government says that farmers should not sell unwashed eggs. And so here's some thoughts about...
They've also had disinfectant put on them. Okay? So some type of disinfectant, and the purpose of that is to stop them from turning. So... some farmers, some organic-type farmers use vinegar as a disinfectant. I don't know what non-organic farmers use. I don't want to think what they might use. But that's what they do to help to preserve the eggs. Yep. Anyway,
Kathy,
there we go.
Yeah, Kathy sent me an image. She took a picture, and it says here, Vincent, these are the prices at Costco. I read in a town in Northern California, eggs were $9.39 a dozen. And what she showed me was some pictures of the shelving at Costco. White vinegar, also known as distilled vinegar. It's clear. It looks like water in terms of coloring. $4.89 a gallon in Ohio at Costco. So, class, vinegar is absolutely essential. I think you should consider having some on hand. as a disinfectant, as a cleaner, and as a food item. And we keep it here at the farm. And we keep apple cider vinegar, which is about $15 a gallon for Bragg's natural apple cider vinegar. $15 a gallon. Can you believe that? Well, that's the case at Sam's Club, about $15 a gallon. And at Costco, $4.89 a gallon for white distilled vinegar. But if you have a Sam's Club membership, you can get a gallon of vinegar in a two-pack, so you have to buy two, and it's a little less than $6 for two of them. So you might want to consider that. Walmart is $3.30 in our neck of the woods, and Menards is $2.99 for white vinegar for a gallon. Class, about chicken feed, here's what I've put in the book. There's two kinds of chicken feed that you can buy commercially, and it's in two formats, if you will. One is pellets, chicken pellets. It's like rabbit pellets, but just a little bit smaller. And they're cylinders, and they're extruded, and from grains. And then there's crumbles. So the crumbles are more like crushed pellets. Actually, they are crushed pellets. So it all starts out as pellets, and then the pellets are run through rollers, which smashes them into smaller pieces. Chicken pellets, that's what we use. It's a little bit less expensive, but that's only part of the reason why we use them. So let's say a bag of 50 pounds of chicken feed in pellets, let's say it's $13 in pellets. The crumbles, which is the same thing, same weight, would be about 50 cents more. But here's what happens. When the chickens eat the crumbles out of a tray, they drop a portion of it. Way too much for my way of thinking. They waste too much of it. But in terms of pellets, they seem to grab the whole pellet and not waste anywhere near as much. I mean, I think they waste, if they waste half of 1%, that would be a lot. Whereas with the crumbles, they probably waste 2 or 3%, maybe 5%, maybe even 10%. And the trick to have the chickens waste less is to have the height of the tray that the chickens eat the pellets or crumbles out of about the height of their back when they're standing up or when they're eating. So if they get the crumbles or the pellets out of a tray that's ground level, they are bending over and they seem to drop it before they swallow it more than they do if the pellets or crumbles are raised up about 4 inches. That's just my experience. Gwyneth, had you had that experience as well?
Okay. If I only ever buy chicken crumbles if I have little baby chicks. Okay, so little baby chicks, crumbles are ideal because their little mouths are so tiny, you know, and they have trouble with bigger food. But I normally don't buy the pellets at all. Normally, if I'm going to have supplementary food for my chickens, I'd buy whole oats, unprocessed oats. That is my go-to chicken food because it is one of the most completely nutritious grains that is out there. And it's one of the only grains that will almost provide you with a complete diet. Obviously, it won't have all the meat, amino acids and protein and all that sort of stuff in it. And it won't have vitamin C in it. But other than that, oats, you can almost live on porridge, on oatmeal. You can, and in Scotland, many centuries ago, there's millions of people who that was almost the only thing they ate. You know, they might have gotten some herbs from the garden, they might have gotten some eggs, and they might have gotten some, but they fed their chickens on oats as well. And oats are cheap because, you know, the farmers, Yeah, they want rid of them. They really do. And that's what I feed my... And I don't feed them the pellets. Because if you look at oats, you look at a grain of oats, you know what's in it. It's an oat. If you look at a grain of pellets, really what's in it? Can you tell immediately what's in that? I can't. And there could be anything in it. I don't know. I haven't seen the manufacturing process. Yeah, but barley is also really good. And wheat is also really good. Wheat is not quite as good as oats. Barley is almost as good as oats, but oats are the best. Oats are the best. If I can't get oats, I'll get barley. If I can't get barley, I'll get wheat. And if I can't get wheat, well, and I can get pellets, and it'll be pellets. But the thing is the other way that I feed my chickens is I allow them to free range. And at the moment, that's all my chickens are eating is just free range. And they're still making 3 eggs a day. And I'm happy. They're fenced off in a half-acre field, which is my backyard. I think it's about half an acre. And there's, gosh, how many of them? There's 5 of them that are out and about regularly. There's one that's sitting on eggs. And there's a rooster who's... by the way, I'll tell you this for the class, because this relates to chicken keeping. Sometimes you'll get a chicken that starts to eat the eggs. You must isolate that chicken from the rest of the chickens, or it will teach them all how to do it. And very soon you'll have no eggs at all, because they'll start eating their own eggs. And in my case, it was a rooster. And if it was one of the hens, I would have converted her into a roast immediately. But because he's a rooster, and at the moment he's my only rooster, I have him penned up separately while I'm figuring out what I'm going to do with him. I'm going to turn him into a roaster, or whether I'm going to figure out some way to teach him now not to eat eggs. But you've got to do that. So that's a little sidebar there. I'm feeding my rooster. I've built a compost pile inside his tent. And that's with horse manure. And he scrapes it through the compost and he eats the manure. Chickens eat manure. That's one of the things they eat. They eat pieces of straw that pass through the manure. They eat grass seeds that they find in the manure. They eat bugs and grubs and worms, bits of fungus and that sort of thing that they find in the manure. And they actually do really, really well just eating manure. And a special treat. This might disgust people, but I assure you my chickens are not disgusted. Dog manure. Dog manure gets up and thrown into the chicken pen before the chickens come out in the morning. And they gobble it up. They think that it's absolutely marvelous. And it has something like a 25%.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Got Greg on the line. I'll be with you in just a second, Greg. Just want to flesh this out a little bit more. So, on our farm class, Natural Farms, we feed our chickens oats, and also we supplement them with something else that you don't hear about very often, and that is crushed oyster shells. We feed our chickens crushed oyster shells. And the reason for that is they need the minerals that are in oyster shells. The roughage helps with their digestion. It keeps their bones strong, and it provides additional calcium for the egg shells. So oyster shells that are crushed into the size of, let's say, grains of uncooked rice are what we supplement our chickens feed with. So we use the oats, we use the grains, and we let them eat grass. And they love to eat grass if the grass is tender. They like to eat green things. They eat tender leaves from weeds. They sift through the cow manure looking for worms. And they are really, really healthy. You can look at their feathers and they're healthy. You can look at the eggs, and the shells of the eggs are very strong. And it's all because their diet is the correct diet. So you might want to consider calcium as a supplement. And crushed oyster shells, which is a waste product from the seafood industry, but they're, you know, they're cleaned and they're washed and they're crushed, and it works great. But it's fairly expensive, I would say. It's about five times the cost of a bag of chicken feed, if you're going to buy chicken feed. So the bottom line is, you don't want the chickens to be too cold. You don't want them to freeze to death. You don't want them to bake to death. You want them to have clean, fresh water every single day. And you want them to have a clean habitat that's not full of chicken manure where they damage their lungs by being in a toxic ammonia-filled environment. And if you have happy chickens, you'll have great eggs and healthy chickens. So that's what we do. Greg in Utah, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. You know, chickens are really interesting. I mean, I've watched them actually catch a mouse and eat it as it was running across the yard.
Ours do that. Ours do that. And as far as eating their own eggs, Gwyneth, that is a sign that they're really hungry and they're looking for liquid and food and that they need the calcium. And that's what eating their own eggs is a sign of.
Now I have a chicken coop.
Sometimes one breaks breath, and they just accidentally discover that they taste good.
Sure, that happens.
I have them shell grit, and I have them water all the time. They free range. They can have whatever they want. And the first thing you'll find is if your chickens begin to get hungry, they will stop laying. And my chickens are still making, I've got five hens that are in laying condition. And I'm getting three eggs a day out of those five chickens.
Yeah, they stop laying eggs because they can't lay eggs. If they stop laying eggs, it's because the chicken cannot do it. Because the chicken is starving for nutrition and food. Greg, back to you.
If you stop feeding them grain, they'll go from laying four or five eggs a day to laying three eggs a day. But they will still keep laying. That their laying rate will go back to more of a natural level, because what you're doing when you're feeding them grain is you're putting the nutrition into a a hyped up state.
Well, if you're in a northern region like we are, and the darkness comes a little early, like at 4:30 p.m. or 5 o'clock, they will stop laying. However, if you're feeding them nutritionally and you put a light in there that would act as the sun for an extra few hours, they will continue to lay. That's what we found out up here. But also on the breaking eggs, you can make a nesting box where the egg will roll down into a little trap that they can't get to. And I put the egg eaters in that coop, and that's where they spend the rest of their life. But I got a couple more comments when we get back from comments when we get back from the break.
We're going into a break, and then comments from Greg, and then Gwyneth's going to talk about fireworks, and she's going to talk about the harbor, Sydney Harbor, where 4,000 boats had to be rescued.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is heading to Kentucky today, where he'll talk about his administration's economic plan and how it's helping to rebuild the nation's infrastructure. Democrat Governor Andy Beshear.
Today is a big day for Kentucky, for Ohio, and for the United States of America.
The Brent Spence Bridge connects his state to Cincinnati, Ohio.
This is a bridge that carries so much of the country's GDP across it every single day, and while structurally sound, was never designed for the amount of traffic that goes across it.
In Manhattan, New York, Tuesday, FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried pleaded not guilty to fraud and other criminal charges. His trial is set to begin in 9 months. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin continues to improve, according to his uncle. DeMar remains in critical condition, but his oxygen-assisted intake has gone from 100% to 50% since arriving at the hospital. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fox 8. It's going to be sliding. Today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. And Greg called in from Utah. Greg, did you want to continue?
Yeah. As far as washing the bloom off of the egg is what they call it. You don't want to do that. And if you get on a prepper site, even if you wash the bloom off the egg, if you dip them in mineral oil and put them in a cool, dry place such as a root cellar, you can get up to a year's storage out of them. That's a lot. You'll find that on a lot of prepper sites. The trick here is a cool, dry place. Now, I know a refrigerator where you've got a frost-free freezer and refrigerator will suck the moisture right out of the egg, and you'll get a lot of air in there, and it will float even though the egg is still good if you haven't washed the bloom off of it. But that's not a good place to store them. But as far as food goes, too, I throw some rolled corn in there, which is sometimes pretty cheap, and that goes a long way in their food. But as far as what you get in chicken food pellets, let me just give you a little idea. There's a place called Smithfield Farms out here, and they literally have hundreds of pig farms through central Utah. And you drive down the road anywhere near there, and it's almost unbearable, the smell. But what they will do is they'll take their dead pigs that just die on site for whatever reason, throw them in a rail car or a dump truck and haul them over to this chicken feed place, which is out in the middle of nowhere, also off the freeway. And when you drive by that place, it's the smell of death and dead carcasses. And I finally found out what that place is. It's a chicken food plant. So I'm not really too, you know, up on just buying chicken food from, you know, where you don't know what it's made of and where it comes from.
I'm with you. I am absolutely with you. And, you know, class, literally, I was a consultant for a company that rendered animals, dead animals. These are euthanized animals. These are chickens, horses, cows, and they'd die, and they'd call this rendering company, and they'd come pick them up, and then they'd cook them. They'd put them in a vat, grind them up, and heat them up, and that's what goes into your dog food. And if you're wondering why dog food is this dried blood color, now you know. Well, around here, there's a brewery, and it's called Budweiser. And they have lots and lots of brewing grains that are used for brewing beer. And then the grains are sold as chicken feed. And that's added, and that's what some of the pellets are made of around our neck of the woods. So as a matter of fact, if you open up a sack of chicken pellets, it smells just like beer. It really does. So, what was that? Gwyneth, what was that?
I said Bud Light.
Yeah, well, yeah. It would be Bud Light because, you know, these are the grains that have already been used. So, for regular Bud and Bud Light. And by the way, class, if you don't have a light beer and you want a light beer, if you add the equivalent of an ice cube of water into your glass of beer, now you have a light beer. Seriously, it's diluted beer.
Yeah. Those pig farms, Smithfield Farms, all those pigs, hundreds of them, they all get packed into trucks, sent to California, processed, and shipped to China. So Smithfield Farms is owned and operated by China.
That's right.
Dead carcasses are just really, really nasty. I mean, who knows how long they've been sitting in the trucks, but yeah. Some dog foods, by the way, the dry dog foods, have to be fit for human consumption because so many homeless people eat them.
They
won't allow that, but those rendered hogs go in there anymore.
And that's nothing new. Class, people who are impoverished have been eating dog food for decades, literally decades. It's just now coming to light that they've been eating it. For decades. I'm talking about canned dog food. Greg, thank you so much. Is there anything else that you want to share
we'll
before?
We'll see you on Friday.
We'll I'm looking forward to Friday's class. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Greg Lesher. Real Water Independence. Real Water Independence.
Vincent,
yes?
Just before I leave the topic of chicken food, okay, I would like to say that I'm developing a plan for long term for when the grain mills aren't there anymore. Okay? And that is tree legume. Okay? Around here, there's a tree legume that grows really well. It's called tagasasi. Okay? Or tree lucerne. And there's other, tree legumes that do well, like, for instance, mesquite, or mesquite, I'm not sure how you say it, and other tree legumes as well. So these are trees that grow pods. And you will find that chickens absolutely love those pods. you collect them up and you, you know, or you get the seeds out of them and you put them in the chicken yard, and or you grow one of these trees in your chicken yard, and you will find that your chickens are absolutely delighted with you. And I've got two Tagetesti trees on my land. One of them's about 6 foot tall and the other one's about 7 or 8 feet tall. And this winter I think they're really going to take off because we had a lot of rain earlier on in the year, and I think they've really put their roots down, which means that their crowns are just going to explode with growth when it starts to rain again. But Tagetesti have a problem, and that is that its seeds don't germinate very easily at all. And there's two ways to germinate Tagetesti seeds, and that is you can get them and you can put them in some sort of a sieve in a bowl or a colander in a bowl, and then pour boiling water over them. And and fill the bowl up, and the ones that float and that swell and float are ready to plant. But some of them you might need to put 5 or 6 loads of boiling water through them. You don't boil them, because pouring the boiling water over them cools the boiling water that little bit, which stops the boiling water from killing the seeds. The other way that you can do it, that I've learned, is you feed the Tagetesti pods to a stable horse. And if you do that, the Tagetesti pods, the horse will eat the Tagetesti pods because they're delicious, they're sweet. You know, this is the right dry one, okay, but before they're popped, because if they're popped, then the seeds will go everywhere and you'll lose them. But you can get the branches, which are full of the pods, and you can feed the branches to your horse, and your horse will eat the greens off of the branches, and it will eat, because it's like alfalfa. The leaves, that's what's called tree lucerne, because that's what the leaves are like. They're exactly like alfalfa, lucerne. But the horse will eat the pods as well, but it won't digest the seeds. The seeds will go through it. You collect the horse's manure, and you spread the horse's manure across the area that you want the Tagetesti trees to grow. And when it rains, they'll germinate. That's how they germinated in nature. And the Tagetesti tree is a very mysterious tree because it comes from the Canary Islands. And there's no horses on the Canary Islands. But the Canary Islands have been a way station between Africa and South America and North America for thousands of years. So they must have come from either South America or some part of Africa originally, where they had horses, and been brought to the Canary Islands a long time ago, but there's no native horses to the Canary Islands. And Tagetesti trees really, really struggle to germinate in the absence of horses. The trees will sit there in the ground for 20 years and won't germinate. And they'll only germinate when you get, you know, these once in a decade flooding rains that you get. But the other thing about the Canary Islands is it never rains there. They have an annual average rainfall of 0. And the Guanche Indians who lived there many, many years ago, and I've heard the story from multiple sources, when the Christian missionaries came in and told them, you know, about Noah's flood, they laughed at the missionaries. They didn't believe them. They'd never seen rain. None of their ancestors had ever seen rain. So they just have a high humidity when they had the rainforest there, and the condensation would fall from the tree because of the high humidity. That, you know, that's not the conditions that Tagetesti needs either. for how did the original Tagasaski population that's in the Canary Islands grow? How did the Guanche Indians germinate and cultivate them? We don't know. They're not there anymore. But that's a side issue. Anyway, chickens love Tagasaski seeds. Horses love Tagasaski seeds, but they can't digest them. And they love Tagasaski pods and Tagasaski foliage. They'll digest maybe 10%.
Gwyneth, what's your... What you're talking about is the exact opposite of factory farming. You're talking about farming such that there's a lot of wildlife, wild plants, and everything lives in harmony without excess demands on nature. And that's exactly what you're talking about, which is the opposite of what Smithfield is doing in their factory farms. It's the exact opposite of what Purdue is doing in their factory farms. So what we're really talking about is, as everything collapses, you're going to have to go more and more toward nature and farther away from specialization and industrialization. That's what we're talking about. And industrialization... It hasn't been here for 200 years. Not quite. So this is relatively new to the planet. And industrialization has been destroying the planet at an ever-increasing rate. Gwyneth, we've got Herman on the line, but Herman, before we take your call, Gwyneth wanted to talk about two things. One is the number of New Year's Eve people who were out there partying like there's no tomorrow, drinking on their boats, their power boats with gasoline engines, maybe some diesel engines with larger boats, but they were partying, having a great time, watching the fireworks. And what happened? How many people had to be rescued? Or how many rescues were there? Like in Sydney Harbor, 4,000 in one day? Let's talk a little bit about that.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth is with us, and we're going to have to go quickly. Gwyneth, we have Herman on the line. But you had two items that you wanted to talk about today. One was Sydney Harbor, and 4,000 boats had to be rescued on New Year's because of their massive stupidity. Is that correct?
I think it was about between 3,200 and 3,600.
Okay, I read the article of 4,000. Okay.
Okay, 4,000. But that is, that's monumentally stupid, okay? To go out and boats and alcohol do not mix. If you're going to be out on the water, leave the grog at home. That's just never mixed. Ever. Not in hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, okay? I think that was the big problem with Sydney Harbour, was they got drunk. And they had their stereos blaring, they had all their lights on their boat on, and they drained the batteries flat, and they couldn't start the motor, and they were too inebriated to figure out why. So they called up the marine rescue people, and the marine rescue people had to go out and rescue them, 4,000 of them. And it's just insane.
So, class, what we're talking about is we're talking about power boats. These would be with gasoline engines, some diesel engines, people with their lights on, having a jolly good time, listening to blaring music, and then they didn't figure that maybe without the engine running, the batteries would go dead and they wouldn't be able to start their engines and go home. That's that case, 4,000 of them in one day, New Year's. Mass stupidity. So that's, I guess you could call that the GDP. And what about the fireworks, Gwen? If they're watching the fireworks from the water, right?
Yeah, but not all of the fireworks are going to land in the water. And you had some of them land on the land, and Sydney had like about 5 or 6 months of rain and then 1 month of no rain. Everything dried off. So you got dry grass, tall, dry grass, and you've got burnt-out fireworks rockets with hot coals in them from the leftover gunpowder and other chemicals. And what do you think that's going to do to all that dry grass? It started wildfires all across suburban Sydney. You had the fire service, the fire department, going around putting out these hot fires. And they blamed people with illegal fireworks, not thinking
that they just set off how many millions of rounds of ammunition on Sydney Harbour, meaning rockets?
Not only that.
Meaning
Not only that, the debris from the aluminum, magnesium, the sulfur, all that, and the carcasses of those fireworks are ending up all over the land and in the water. The fish are eating them. You're eating the fish. It's mass stupidity sponsored by the government. I hate it. I hate fireworks. I hate fireworks, and I hate those helium balloons.
And then the day after New Year's, I think the 2nd or the 3rd, we had a massive hailstorm here. We had golf balls of hail.
Yeah, particulates in the air. Maybe the particulates in the air caused that. Herman in Nevada. Herman, you're on with Gwyneth. We'll have to go quickly.
Hey, Happy New Year. So this is a chicken feed story and egg production. I tell my chickens, I talk to my chickens because they're like yours, Vinny. They're like dogs. They follow me around, and I've actually house trained them. If I catch one pooping in the hen house, we go have a little talk, and it really, you're going to think I'm crazy, but it really has reduced it. They go out. I also every year tell them we're going to Antarctica for winter where there's 24-hour light, and then the red LEDs and the incandescent interiors come on, which are on 24/7, and all my frenemies have no egg production, and I've got, I don't know, 30, 40 chickens, still getting 2 dozen a day. And on the feed, since we got those Sonnen goats, a buck and two does, the beautiful white goats from Switzerland, I'm now giving the chickens some sweet cob, which has the molasses and grains, and the dogs who eat the eggs report back to me they taste much better. Now, I know when I eat the eggs and feed them the weeds from the garden, aluminum free range, the eggs taste much, much better. Got rid of the dog barking problem at the goats because they were upside down with unhomogenized peanut butter on the roof of their mouth. And they were too busy trying to get that peanut butter off to bark, and they were very happy about that. But, you know, the sweet cob, the only thing that I'm worried about on the producer's pride stuff is I notice when I give them the scratch that it comes from producer pride, they won't eat the corn because it's probably GMO.
Well, that's very interesting. So, class, if your dogs don't eat the dog food and if your chickens don't eat the chicken scratch, they're telling you there's something wrong with it. That's what they're telling you.
Right.
And they're right. They're right.
The other thing, just quickly, build a manure pile in your chicken pen and the manure will keep the chickens warm all winter.
Yeah, I don't need to do that because I've got an insulated hen house.
Herman, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you for calling in.
Enjoy it.
Gwyneth, thank you so much for being with us. I'll see you next Wednesday.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with